up, Stuart Rhodes, also almost killed yesterday, Jake Lang, very controversial figure coming up. I'll be hosting some into the third hour tonight and hand the baton to the great Royce White. But first, a key report from John Bowen.
Rise today in support of my amendment to defund the National Endowment of Democracy. We've learned that this organization has engaged in global censorship, domestic propaganda, and regime change politics. It has worked to crush populist movements, fuel color revolutions, and run off-the-books operations with plausible deniability.
Hardworking Americans shouldn't be forced by their government to contribute to causes that they find repugnant. And yet, stunningly, 81 Republican members of the House of Representatives voted with all the Democrats tonight to keep that funding stream going.
Raw, unfiltered treason, and why that is, becomes apparent when we reveal the architects behind this soft coup. Investigations spearheaded by Data Republican and Mike Benz have ripped the veil off of the new pluralists.
This is CIA Director Bill Casey. Obviously, we, the CIA, should not get out in front of the development of such an organization, nor do we wish to appear to be a sponsor or advocate. Nevertheless, the need appears real, and I believe our national fabric for dealing with many issues and problems be well served by the creation of NED.
Led in part by figures like Stephen Hines, president of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Hines spilled the beans, laying out their blueprint to reinvent American governance from the ground up through the new pluralists.
We went on a listening tour, and we listened to Americans in 50 communities across this country in very diverse settings and with very divergent points of view. And we came away from that convinced that our democracy needs not only to be reformed, but really in a way reinvented, reimagined for the kinds of challenges we face in the 21st century.
That unholy 2017 alliance of Soros, Koch, Rockefeller, Ford, and other elite foundations pumping billions into a so-called bridging divides scam.
We have proof that NED actually was a part of deplatforming President Trump, which I don't think the president would take kindly to Republicans supporting this efforts.
Let me tell you where your tax dollars are really going. Where they have been going is to pressure advertisers to demonetize and suppress American political speech by naming the 10 riskiest sites to include the New York Post, the Federalist, Newsmax, The Blaze, The Daily Wire, Real Clear Politics, Reason, One American News Network, The American Spectator, and the American Conservative. Mr. Speaker, 98% of the political donations coming from the National Endowment for Democracy go to the Democrat Party. This is your taxpayer dollars paying for socialists and communists to subvert the American system.
What sounds like feel-good civic education, national service, election reform, and trusted information is really a full-spectrum soft coup. A coup infiltrating schools to crush populism.
We also partner with institutions at Stanford and more than 100 organizations working on the front lines of this national challenge.
The real problem here is when Trump won in 2016, this same foreign policy establishment that was set up in large part to wage the Cold War found a new global menace, which was the global rise of populist parties.
You suddenly have an entire sort of industry of open source intelligence analysts emerge who some of them then go to work for platforms directly. Some found their own research groups. Some are based in universities. Some work in the private sector, some in the nonprofit. But they're all hunting for, you know, online, you know, disinformation campaigns, troll farms, just other forms of digital propaganda.
This engineered uniparty convergence shreds the old left-right lines to serve supranational overlords, targeting outfits like Turning Point USA as threats, cozying up across the aisle for technocratic priorities like social justice mandates and centralized information warfare, and quietly capturing institutions in a slow-motion subversive overthrow where Congress is wielded like a disposable tool. Time is slowly running out to wake up before their $33 billion a year, 215,000 employee machine dismantles the last shreds of American sovereignty in favor of a managed post-populist dystopia.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Watching the Alex Jones Show, tomorrow's news today. When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets are running and try to beat the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Well, we covered this last hour. But I was just watching Fox during that little one-minute break when we rejoined stations, and it's hitting big. It's confirmed the church is not involved with ICE. It's not even conservative. And, you know, it's Sunday today, so Don Lemon just says, without even going there, go to this church. It's an ICE staging facility. The people show up, scream at him for hours. There's no ICE there. Destroy their church service, violate their civil rights, invade their house, and the left's defending it. So if you're wearing American flags, they beat you up. If you're a white man, they beat you up. I showed you the footage last hour. This is a communist uprising. You think, oh, they're ignorant, they're stupid. That's their strength, that they're so mindless. We've got to see action from the DOJ on this. This is just absolutely out of control. Would we let the KKK randomly show up and start screaming and shutting on church services? No, we shouldn't. They have free speech. We don't have free speech to go do that to black people. Well, the left doesn't have that right to do that to anybody. They're a bunch of psychotic bullies. Here's a clip from Fox News.
I don't want to interrupt or I don't want to get involved because I'm just here as a journalist. And then he's over there advocating for what they're doing with that member of the church or the pastor. I don't understand the concept that you think you have the right to walk into a place of worship and protest and have the audacity or just the arrogance to push back. Well, what about their first? What do you mean, what about the First Amendment right? I mean, under that reasoning, you could walk up into a church and scream that the devil is the Lord. I don't understand why they don't see this as a place that this country protects under the First Amendment. I mean, that's the idea, right? The freedom of religion, not the freedom from religion, the freedom to gather and worship without something like this disrupting. I mean, they're not protesting anything. They're taking away those people's rights to worship their Lord and Savior. And I don't understand how this isn't a civil rights problem. This should be a lawsuit at the very least.
Well, David, the fact that they're going in there because they believe there was somebody who worked with ICE in there, I mean, to the point DHS has made on social media, they are literally hunting down federal agents wherever they are. It's pretty disgusting.
Well, and by the way, Don Lemon set himself up right there in that clip we just played. The FACE Act, signed by President Bill Clinton, by the way, so this is how long it's been around. It's a federal crime to inhibit, or I'm going to summarize it, prohibit somebody's access or interfere with their access to religion, being part of that, to practice their religion. He says he's exercising in that clip. He's his First Amendment right. You do not have a First Amendment right to violate the FACE Act, which is U.S. federal code. So Don Lemon, no matter whether he knew it or not, committed a crime based on how the FACE Act reads. He is not allowed to prohibit the right to religious freedom in place of worship under the FACE Act or inhibit or interrupt. So this is a bottom line. They should go after them on this, and anyone who was in there, no matter what that pastor is or is not, is irrelevant to the action they took.
Unfortunately, I think Don Lemon would love that because it would get him more attention. I want to move off of him and just back to the original premise, Alicia. The fact that these folks, that they can't win an election, so they've decided they're just going to make life miserable for those who are enforcing the laws on the books. I mean, I think that's what this really boils
again,
down
on
to.
On your screen is a Hispanic guy with an American flag shirt, so they beat him up, make him take it off, and still chase him down the road and attack him more. And we have footage of them just beating up random IT workers because they're white and knocking their head in the concrete. And they go, I'm actually a liberal. I'm with you. F you, Nazi. It's just license to do whatever they want. So here's another clip. A completely unhinged liberal lunatic starts screaming at Christians trying to worship at the church that Lemon sent them to. And again, they're all just paranoid. ICE is everywhere. As you can see, all these pretend Christians, all these comfortable white people are living lavish, comfortable lives. Touch me again and see what happens. You are fake Christians, demon-possessed. Here's the clip.
As you can see, all these pretend Christians, all these comfortable white people who are living lavish, comfortable lives while children are dragged into concentration camps. You're living real life, nice lives with your lattes, doing absolutely nothing for your Latino and Somali brothers and sisters. You come here to a man wearing a suit. Is a preacher? Did Jesus wear a suit? Did Jesus profit off the words? No, Jesus would die within him. Do not touch me. Touch me again and see what happens.
Hey, you can't.
You are a fake Christian. Why are you not standing with your Somali and Latino communities? Why do I not see you out at Whipple every day protesting this attack on humanity? Where are you? You're sinners. You're pretending to be Christians. But we know you live an easy life, don't you? A very easy life while people are starving. Shame. Out now. Out now. Living real comfortable while the people starve. Living real comfortable while children are dragged into concentration camps. You're all living real comfortable, aren't you? Shame on you. Do something. Stand with the Somalis. Stand with the Latinos. Quit ignoring this injustice. He wears a suit and tie, and he hangs out with Christy Noem. How is that a Christian? You're supposed to accept all immigrants, are you not? Why are you not going down to Whipple and joining us in protest against this inhumanity? You claim to be a Christian. Act like one.
And it turns out the church has nothing even to do with ICE. They're beating up people in American flags. They're beating up random white IT people, not just in Minnesota, but in Ohio, you name it. They're showing up totally psychotically at people's churches, Catholic, Protestant, you name it. Got trannies shooting up churches constantly. And this is a Maoist struggle session. This is how they've been trained at the universities. All of you are guilty all over the country, New York, D.C., Austin. They go to churches that don't fly the rainbow flag. That's enough. And just scream at women and children and men going into the churches saying, you're traitors, F America. These aren't little isolated instances. This is the left gearing up right now. Trump must declare the Insurrection Act to Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer, Army veteran, founder of the Oath Keepers, former political prisoner, J6, has said Trump has geared up 1,500 troops from Alaska with winter training, Arctic training to go in. The word I've got is he's getting very, very close. But watching all of this, Stuart Rhodes, as you and I predicted it, and the left all lying, the mayors, the governors saying ICE is illegal, they're Nazis, they're arresting citizens, it's not even true unless they attack people. They're really trying to launch a civil war. The good news is people are seeing through it, but regardless, they're still committed. Mayor Fry made more statements about ICE will die if they don't leave. Stuart Rhodes, your take on all this.
It's long overdue for President Trump to do his duty and follow in the footsteps of Jefferson and Lincoln and Grant and Lyndon Baines Johnson, JFK, and especially Governor or General Eisenhower, when he dropped the hammer on the governor of Arkansas, when he tried to call up his National Guard to block the students from coming into the schools in 1957 in Little Rock. Eisenhower nationalized the National Guard of Arkansas and sent in the 101st Airborne. I believe that President Trump should follow that model directly and nationalize the National Guard of Minnesota, which he has full authority to do, invoke the Insurrection Act, and then send in the 11th Airborne or the 101st Airborne. I think it's a fantastic thing to do, is send in airborne troops. Because, and as we saw, when that happened in 1957, local cops aren't going to fight the 101st Airborne. Local, you know, KKK Democrats back then are not going to fight the 101st Airborne. I think the same will be true here. It'll help things. Half measures don't work. Half measures is what led to the shooting in the street with a crazy Karen being used as cannon fodder for the Podesta plan. So the best way to handle this is don't allow foot traffic or vehicle traffic when you've got ICE agents on foot trying to do their job. And yes, what you're showing right now, it happened just yesterday with Jake Lang's march. That's what we saw all through the first Trump administration across the country, Trump supporters being assaulted in the streets. That's why Oath Keepers and Proud Boys in particular stepped up across the country. And that's what we need to do again. That's why I'm rebuilding Oath Keepers. It's frustrating to not have, I had at one time 40,000 men on tap in every state to go in and protect people. But we shouldn't have to do it. President Trump should do it. You know, I've been advocating for a long time that when he calls up the National Guard as part of the militia, he should also call up the rest of us, especially us veterans. I was a paratrooper in the Army. I'm here with Ivan Raiklin at the Department of Retribution Command Center. We're working on things together to encourage President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. But I believe he should tap into us veterans. He's going to face a 2.0 we saw in 2020, violent, deadly insurrection across the country. It's going to happen again in this year. It's already begun. It's just that it's cold outside. When it gets hot, it's going to be 2020 on steroids. That's what you're going to see. Open insurrection, open rebellion. So he needs to drop the hammer, not just on Minnesota, but on the entire deep state. You know, I've been advocating since 2020. I wrote open letters to President Trump advocating that he use his power to declassify and expose, along with the Insurrection Act, to go after the deep state and take it down. So I'm advocating right now, and I know Ivan agrees with me, what he should do is take Tulsi Gabbard, DNI, and Pete Hegseth, Secretary of the War, and have them with SOCOM troops, Army Airborne troops, Marine Corps, go take over the buildings of the CIA, NSA, FBI, et cetera, and kick them all out of the building, tell them all to go home on paid leave, and then go through with military intelligence to sort through all the dirt.
That's right, because the left rags, they've still got all the sleeper cells in there, still ignoring Trump's orders.
Exactly. So go doge it all. And he has to take them all down on both parties. And he needs to take them down now so that we, the base, have a chance to purge out the traitors inside the GOP in our own ranks. We saw them just the other day on display. You got Troy Nels right there from Texas adopting about 90% of the false lies of the whole false narrative of the Fed insurrection. I don't know if you saw that, but he parroted, he channeled his inner Liz Cheney and agreed with Raskin and Moskowitz that, yes, the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys really were the leaders of an insurrection, but Trump wasn't involved. So he went 90% of the way, and I'm sure they're glad to have his help. So this is the problem, is that President Trump is facing traitors within. They don't care about this country. All they care about is their own grift, and they're perfectly happy to lose the midterms. That's why they don't mind fielding piece of craps. And here we're showing a video, right? This is an important video. This man was told by the mob to take off his jacket because it had freedom and American flag. This is one of the guys who was with Jake Lang all day. Somehow he got separated, and here he is by himself being accosted by the mob and forced to take it off. They're like, take it off and you won't be hurt. They're threatening to beat him. And the Minneapolis police did what we saw happen all across the country through the first Trump administration. They just stood down and did nothing. And this is the pattern. This is why, if you're going to go in an area like that, you need to go with serious security. You need to go with men that know what they're doing, and you need to go deep. You can't have that happening on American streets. And so this is one of the reasons why it's incumbent, especially us veterans, to stand up and organize in every state. And I don't care if you do it through Oath Keepers or whatever group you do it with.
The time for mobilizations now. Let's go back to what you said. So you're saying this 1,500 troops being readied is a half measure?
No. I'm saying not invoking the Insurrection Act and not sending in troops is a half measure. What they've been doing so far is a half measure. Sending in ICE, who don't have the manpower to cordon off all the area. They should cordon everything off. Here's the problem. When they see any federal presence, they'll get on their cell phones, just like drug dealers do. They have their little, you know, their little scouts watching for federal enforcement, and they'll all start squirting, all start leaving the area. So you cordon it off, just like a military operation. You cordon it off so no one can leave. You isolate the area and you have no foot, no vehicle traffic in or out, and then you let ICE go in and do their job.
And you put helicopters in the air.
And that's, yeah, and that's why it's half measures. That's what led to the shooting, just to be clear. Having ICE agents on their on foot after they've already been rammed, and that one agent, the one that shot Miss Good prior, was drugged down the street, right? Same, that happened to him just recently. He was hospitalized. So having ICE agents on the street and allowing vehicle traffic like that to harass them because the local politicians won't do anything to help protect them, local police are standing down and not assisting, that's when you lead to these kind of tragedies. And they like that. She's cannon fodder. She's a freaking clueless Karen, has no idea about federal use of force standards when it comes to vehicles being a deadly threat. I'm sure it never even entered her mind. But the point is that that's what led to that. Half measures lead to that. Go all the way, secure the area, use the troops, provide protection, provide not just protection for ICE, but also protection for American citizens who are having their rights violated. You just showed an invasion of a church. You know, that's not a surprise either. So this is the problem. You do have square within the text of the Insurrection Act. It says that when the president determines that local and state officials are refusing to protect the citizens or protect their rights, or even worse, are violating their rights, he has full authority to
and
bring
we
in.
And we now know that the church military. Called police and they didn't come. So you have you have lawlessness. You have a stand down there. That's when the Insurrection Act is supposed to be invoked.
Exactly. Square on point. You have local officials issuing illegal and unconstitutional orders to police to stand down and not protect Americans. Every police officer, just like every military member, is sworn to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state that they reside in. And when they fail to protect the rights of the residents in their community to not be assaulted, or anybody in their community, whether they're a resident or not, to not be assaulted, not to be beaten for their free speech, not to have a church invaded and intimidated, when they refuse to stand up and protect their rights, they're violating their oath. And when they do that under the orders of unconstitutional orders by local politicians, then yes, it's exactly why the Insurrection Act exists. It was strengthened. It was written first. It was first signed into law by Thomas Jefferson as president of the United States way back when, like in 1806. And then it was used by Jefferson himself. It was used by Grant. It was used by Lincoln for the Civil War. Then it was strengthened even more after the Civil War, used by Grant against the KKK to because they were going around and terrorizing freed blacks. They were running for office and actually being elected to office. And, of course, the KKK didn't like that. So the Democrat racist KKK was terrorizing freed blacks. And now we have a situation in this country where you have local Democrats, once again, terrorizing Americans they don't like, trying to suppress their participation in the political process, their free speech, their right to peacefully assemble. And also their right to be, you know, freedom of religion, as you showed. So this is happening on their watch in Minnesota.
Well, I'm just surprised there haven't been more deaths. They're stabbing people in the neck. They're bashing their heads in. And the police just sit there and watch it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. I mean, you know, Jake Lang's a fellow J6er, but I watched him get sucker punched in Dearborn, Michigan. Guy walking right next to him just sucker punched him. That could have been a knife to the neck. That could have been the end of Jake Lang. He needs more security. He needs professional security. And so the problem I've seen, I'm just going to be blunt, I've seen him raise money for security, but I see no evidence of him actually spending that money on security. He raised $15,000 on Give, Send, Go in advance of his march in Plano, Texas, where he, you know, had a Koran in a pig's mouth. You know you're poking the bear going up against jihadis. If you're going to do that, go in deep, go in professional. Like, look at the Draw Muhammad contest back in 2015. Pamela Geller, She had $15,000 she spent on 40 off-duty police officers or retired cops to protect her Draw Muhammad contest. Two jihadis drove from all the way from Arizona to attack it. One of the cops working for Pamela Geller off-duty is who saw them, and he smoked them when they got out of their car with their AKs. That off-duty cop smoked them. That's what you got to do. If you're going to raise money,
listen,
security,
listen, Jake Lane's coming on. That's one question I'm going to ask him. You can't say he doesn't have courage. What is he doing with almost no security going into that?
I know he's coming on, Alex. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. If you're going to raise money for security, spend it on security. If you raise $15,000, spend that money on security. You're doing a disservice to the brave men. And I'm not saying Jake's not brave. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he's being irresponsible in not actually spending the money he's raising for security, spending it on security, so the people that are there.
Well, let me just say this. We can ask him. You can stay on when he's here. You can ask him. I don't want to make it all about that. I want to make what happened to him. But he's going into thousands of people who want to kill him. with like a couple people around him. And then they literally drag him through the crowd, stab him, attack him, bloody him, attack his car. And I'm like, you can't say to have courage. What is he thinking, not having at least 20 security going into something like that?
Right. That's my point. If you've got to go in deep, you got to go in with guys that know what they're doing. And you shouldn't have your rally point be the objective. You rally someplace else. And frankly, you get inside their OODA loop. You do something they don't expect. You don't announce that everyone's going to show up at this spot at this time, and they know exactly where you're going against Antifa in the streets. It can be done. The Proud Boys did it. The Oath Keepers did it.
I'm going to ask him, what was his objective? I mean, to get killed?
Look, the guy's brave, but you need to be brave and also
smart,
wise. You need to make sure you're doing the right thing for the people that are with you. That man that got later chased down the street, that was Jake's battle buddy from what I could see. He was right there with Jake the whole damn time, but they got separated. Jake went one way, and that guy wound up on his own. Jake went off in a car, and that guy wound up on his own being beaten by
Antifa. Well, Jake got in a random car with two liberals, we now learn.
Look, man. I don't want to make it about criticizing.
Yeah, we already spent 5 minutes on it. We'll ask a question.
Yeah.
But separately, let's go back to the bad guys.
Take security seriously.
We got it. Where were the police? Like, again, back to that. This is outrageous.
Stood down. I could tell you this is going to happen because it happened across the country. We saw it in Portland, Oregon, when we were at with the Proud Boys. We saw it in Berkeley twice. The Proud Boys were there also and saw it, along with Patriot Prayer. We've seen stand downs. We were in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, outside of a Trump rally being held in Minneapolis. I think it was 2018. And we were there, same thing, protecting Trump supporters. We saw the same crap. So you have stand downs all over the country, including in Washington, D.C., the police, anywhere is a Democrat-dominated area. This is a critique of the cops. Why are they obeying orders like that that violate their oath? Because they're afraid of losing their job. So we've seen it over and over again. Because they're worried about losing their job, they will stand down and not protect American citizens in the streets. And then you have to have private citizens coming together, either paying for security or volunteer security, coming in and protecting people. That's what we did all over the country. And we'll do it again. Once I rebuild Oath Keepers, we'll be out there again. We will be there. So we have to do that. But President Trump, seeing this pattern, it's only going to get worse unless he drops the hammer. He has got to invoke the Insurrection Act and send in the troops. Half measures don't work. Send in the troops.
Have you seen the footage of them attacking the IT guys in the restaurant that weren't even part of this?
Yes.
And then stabbing them in the neck with flagpoles and stuff and blood. I mean, they're randomly attacking totally innocent people now.
Yeah. Oh, they did it all through for 4 years for the first administration. You saw it. It's the same drill. It's
Black Lives Matter would just break in some random restaurant and come just start attacking white people.
Yeah, that's the terrorism. That's what they want. They want a situation. They want Portland to be the cold country. And look at Minneapolis is now as bad as Portland.
But the good news is, notice there's not a lot of black folks out at these things. They're not buying it this time.
Hey, I'll give this props to Jake. He had black guys with him. That's why I don't like the language of white Americans are being lynched in Minneapolis. There were black patriots there with him. There was Hispanic patriots. That guy that was just chased down the street because of wearing a flag jacket. He's not a white dude. He's a person of color, right? He's Hispanic, I think. So the point is, don't make it about race. It's about patriotism. They hate all patriots. That's why they hate Enrique Tarrio. He's half black, half Cuban. So they hate him too. A lot of the Proud Boys are blacks and Hispanics. They're just patriots.
No, I mean, I'm all about the Big Ten. I mean, I'm certainly not with the ideology of Jake Lane. Lang. We're mainly talking about what happened to him. But I want to. We spend a lot of time about. I want to talk big picture now. Trump, what he needs to do? What do you expect the left to do next? Yeah, Jake Lang is landing right now. He should be getting on here in the next 5, 10, 15 minutes, regardless of a little bit in the next hour as well, ahead of Royce White from Minnesota report on this. But this is a big war game for what's to come. Stay with us, Stuart Rhodes, the relaunched Oath Keepers. I'm Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Stuart Rhodes here. I want to get out of the regular just to pop in for a minute and give his take on things. Former Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, one of the great guys exposing the globalists. But just big picture, moving away from you know specifics of Minnesota, the left, the Congress members, the senators, they're all saying ICE is illegitimate, Border Patrol is illegitimate, abolish it, have no borders. They're desperate for this new permanent voting bloc, also for apportionment for new congressional seats. They are scared. Yeah, Trump can be doing more on prosecutions, but when it comes to so many other issues, the whole globalist order is falling apart right now. They are in panic mode. What do you, Stuart, and Ivan Raiklin expect their next moves to be as they clearly escalate? As the mayor says again of Minneapolis, ICE, leave or you're going to die. I mean, they are really escalating, and I'm not going to hold my breath, look for Todd Blanche or Pam Bondi to do anything here. Though Todd Blanche say this is borderline criminal. No, it's not borderline. It's open sedition.
I think they see Trump as weak, and they know that just like the first term with a turncoat attorney general Barr, they know they've got insiders all around him. They got Kash Patel carrying their water. They got Pam Bondi doing nothing except, you know, like persecuting an innocent man in Brian Cole, for example, assigning a horrible prosecutor, Jocelyn Ballantyne. And I've been, you know.
Yeah, I remember the average person has not read it, unlike you guys. You're talking about the pipe bombing. That's a whole other subject. Let's just talk big picture. Yes, right. We can do pipe bombing.
But the point is they know that they've got insiders around Trump. They think he's weak. They think he won't do it. They think they're just going to continue to punk him and he'll do nothing. So they have no downside to ramping it up. You're going to see an open insurrection continue. It's been going on since it came down the escalators, but now it's going to get even worse. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, so this just starts in Minnesota. I think you're going to start to see escalation in Ohio with the fraud that's actually being exposed there. And I think not only in Ohio, but specifically in Virginia. As of yesterday, like I warned months ago.
Like you predicted, she just said we're not going to help ICE, all of it.
All of it. So that's just the initial
phase. That's the new CIA governor.
That's the new John Brennan protege CIA governor here in Richmond, Virginia. We might actually go down there and do a little press conference explaining what can be done against her. But I'm going to introduce you to this right now, Alex, and your audience, is that President Trump needs to understand that his legacy is completely toast if he does not invoke the Insurrection Act. Because we've already seen that he didn't do it the first term, and if he does the same thing this second term, I don't expect his legacy or his name to exist anywhere on the planet if he doesn't invoke the Insurrection Act, because guess what they're going to do? We already know what they're going to do. They're going to escalate from what they already did. They failed to assassinate him. I don't think they're going to fail this next go once they take over. And they basically have taken over in Virginia. So the only method to repel this is through massive lawful offense.
Right. And he's got to do it, not, like we said, not just for Minnesota, but also for the entire deep state. He's got to use declassification and exposure to expose them. And he's got to give us the base to retain Congress. He's going to lose the majority in Congress. They're going to impeach and remove him from office unless he helps us by exposing and purging out the bad guys inside the GOP also.
And we know they're paying off members of Congress to quit and others are dying. I mean, we've only got four-person majority now. I think I think we won't have the House by the midterms.
No, well, the new legislature in Virginia is already going to redistrict and take three seats right there. So he's going, and the Uniparty doesn't care about losing, the Republican Uniparty does not care about losing the midterm because they get to stay in power and stay at the trial and continue on their grift. They want him gone. So he has to realize that he has enemies all around him in his own ranks inside the GOP. He's got to drop the hammer on them, too, to give us the base a chance. Our primaries start in March all across the country. He's got to give
Texas,
us
– in Texas,
yeah,
March 3rd.
He's got to give us time to root out the rhinos and run real America Firsters and win that, so that he has a real majority in Congress that's America First. Otherwise – there's a ton of his own base that's black-pilled. The libertarians, the Ron Paul Republicans like myself who came in, the crossover Democrats. Why would they want to vote for a bunch of shills in the GOP?
And I agree, but I want most listeners know this that are regular, but we have a lot of new listeners all the time. You are a Ron Paul staffer. When I have Ron Paul on, he'd say,
in 1998.
He'd say on foreign policy and military policy, Stewart's our advisor, have him on. That's how I got to know you. You know, and you award-winning stuff at Yale. Not just in the Army. You know what you're talking about, Ivan Raiklin, Defense Intelligence Agency, a lawyer. You guys are up there on Capitol Hill for you know what you're talking about. It's not like, you know, I know you're wearing a cowboy hat. The average person goes, well, that person isn't smart. You know, if you spoke with an English accent, I'm joking, Stuart. No. I'm saying that's dummies think that. And my point is, I can speak an English accent and tell you that they're making that deep state move as well.
Right.
My point is, you guys know what you're talking about. This is very serious. What is your intel? I was told last week that Trump, if things escalate anymore, would declare the Insurrection Act. The question is he being shown all the stuff happening in Minnesota? The answer is, yeah, it's even on Fox News. They're storming churches now. They're beating up people with American flags. He has to do it. And he's got to also prosecute the governor now.
I hate playing the bad cop, Alex, because I'm grateful that President Trump, God allowed him to survive Butler. And then be where he's at right now, because we're in a much better position than under a Kamala Harris CCP regime, right? Having said that, if he does what he did in the first term, meaning nothing related to the Insurrection Act, nothing related to the deep state, zero arrests across the board the first 4 years and the first year, now 5 years into his presidency, I don't know what to say politely other than I better just not say it. Because bottom line here, I think he's going to be in this pincer position of the left is already going to 8647 him because that's what they voted on, or that's what they basically allowed to take place with Jim Comey putting 8647, and nothing happened to James Comey. So now they're emboldened to actually implement the 8647. And on the other side, folks like myself are furious that these people are rolling around in the streets and 8647ing folks like Jake, almost Jake Lang and others. They already 86'd Charlie Kirk. Yeah. So we are furious, and we're going to have to step in the breach if he doesn't. Yeah. And I don't know what that looks like. And I'm not doing any threats. I am going to exercise my inherent right to self-defense as well as every other patriot will.
Because we have a giant communist Soros deep state mobilization against the people. Well, I mean, I know what's going on with Trump. Audio's leaked. Trump fixed the meetings. He screams at them. They lie to him. He's gearing up to maybe get rid of him. But this new FBI guy they brought in to replace Bongino is terrible. So, yeah, we're seeing really bad signs. And it drives me crazy, Stuart Rhodes.
Well, like I said to Bannon on his show yesterday in War Room, on his show, I said, Trump is the plumber we hired because our house is being flooded with crap. It's coming up from the basement, flooding the kitchen. Mom can't run her house. And we brought him in as the plumber. Three times we elected him. He's the plumber to fix the problem. We don't care about who he sleeps with. We don't care about mean tweets. All we care about is he drains the damn swamp and fixes the crap hole we have in our house. If he doesn't do it, then we the people will have to. We'll have to grab shovels and pickaxes and sledgehammers and knock holes in the foundations and do whatever we have to do to stop this crap.
No half measures.
Yeah. So this
all
is
in.
This is, and we'll wind up in the same place the founding fathers were in the Declaration of Independence. Like, when there's a long train of abuses, and it means it's obviously designed to subject you to absolute despotism. It's your duty to stand up when any form of government, including this form of government, becomes destructive of the ends of liberty. They have responsibility and duty to stand up. So Trump has to fix it. That's his destiny. That's why he's tattooed on my friggin' arm. I watched him get shot in Butler. I watched God spare his life. I watched him react like a stud, like a warrior.
Yeah.
All the men in my unit, black, white, Hispanic in prison, cheered for him because he was.
And you predicted that he would be reelected. All right, Stuart, yeah. How do people find you?
Gotta do it. I'm now back on X. We'll see how long that lasts. I'm at Real Oath Keepers, at Real Oath Keepers. Please support my work. Go to givesendgo.com/oath. We have a new website for Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.info. But the veterans out there, to the other in this country, get ready. Come together with your brother veterans. Get in shape.
Yeah, this is the big one. This is the big one. We're out of time. Ivan Ranklin, how people find you? How do they find you?
I'm on X. Ivan Ranklin, Substack, and Rumble. And on InfoWars regularly.
We'll talk to you both soon. All right. Now let's go ahead and bring Jake Lang on, who I remember is a political prisoner of J6. Also goes out, you know, to these Islamic events and really exposes them, has a lot of courage. He went there yesterday with very limited crew and security. Got surrounded by thousands of people. The drug of their crowd that stabbed him, attacked him, you name it. At Jake Lang on X, and I guess he's at the airport. He just got off an airplane. Just to give your take on where America is, where we are, the incredible footage of chasing down people wearing American flags, randomly beating up IT workers just because they were white, just howling communists. It's happening all over the country. You know, where you see this going, what it was like, what we didn't see on the video, because I've been watching hours of it. It's incredible where you're like in this mosh pit being drugged and attacked. And when I saw them drag you off the wall there and suck you into that crowd, like being sucked into a riptide, I didn't know you were going to come back alive on the other side. Then finding the vehicle you were in, attacking it. This is some harrowing stuff here. What do you think President Trump needs to do? Jake Lang, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Glory to God, the highest creator, my Father in heaven, and my absolute Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from delivering me from the mouths of those lions that were trying to tear me limb from limb and kill me because I am a white Christian American man. And I am proud of being a white Christian American man. And these people, these rabid liberal leftists and these absolute lunatic illegal immigrant invaders, all of them swarmed on me in the hundreds. I mean, there was literally thousands of people attacking me. And I walked out of there on my own 2 feet because God's hand is on me and God's hand is on our country, Alex. And I will never forsake my calling to be an American patriot and stand up against any evil, even if I'm outnumbered 5,000 to one.
Who's the black fella that I saw really trying to protect you and helping you get out of there? That guy's a hero, too.
Yeah, there were some great good Samaritans that you literally just saw the humanity of the situation, seeing that I was about to be lynched, and they put their lives on the line, and I'm so grateful for them. Many of them were black. Some of them were even Muslim. And it shows, you know, obviously this underlying human compassion, because I believe at the end of the day, people know that my message is not one of hate, that I have love for my country. I have love for Europe. I have love for the white countries of the world, and I don't want to see them disappear. And I would be the first one out there. Let's say if Jamaica was being replaced with Koreans or something, there were hundreds of thousands and millions of Koreans moving into Jamaica and changing the culture, the religion, the cuisine, the style of dress, everything that makes a culture and a people, I'd be out there with the Jamaicans standing with them.
Well,
saying,
sure,
get
we do
out
have
here,
the
Koreans.
Left openly saying get rid of white people, so that makes it all fair game. And I love everybody, yeah, but I've seen your message. I mean, I get your point there. Let me ask you this. I'm not criticizing you, but Stuart Rhodes brought it up earlier. What were you thinking only going in there with five or six security or maybe less? I mean, you knew they wanted to kill you. No one's saying you don't have courage, but man, do you have a death wish? Are you evil Knievel?
No, I had maybe about 100 RSVPs online. People were DMing me in my inbox. They were going to be there. The crowd got separated. We were overwhelmed. And I'm independent. I came out of prison a year ago, just scraping by. I can't afford to hire security. My give, send, go is at like 10 grand right now for being able to get security in the future. But you know security costs just as well as I do, Alex. That's like, you know, a single day, a couple hours with some of these guys there. And, you know, Let's talk about what was wrong with yesterday. Let's talk about the two main things that were wrong with yesterday. The Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters, the Boogaloo Boys, the American Patriots watched a white Christian conservative get lynched, and nobody was there to stand up for me. The police were also gone. And so where are our brave American patriots that are willing to stand up against mobs of Antifa, leftists, and illegal
that
immigrants?
Was my question. So you
lynching.
Went out there.
I'm disgusted.
Hold on. You went
I'm
out disgusted. There. When you make your point. So hold on, I don't want to like put words about, but you're saying you went out there to exercise your free speech, show how these guys are bad, and you thought you'd have more support.
I thought that I would have a contingency of patriots. People said they were coming, and they did come. But the thing was, they had 3,000, 4,000 people. We had 50 to 100 people, sprung out around a huge crowd. And these people individually start picking off my people. And then all of a sudden, everybody gets separated. You know, it's every man for themselves. And it's disgusting. And we had, you know, a complete stand down order from the Minnesota police there, the Minneapolis Police Department.
Well, I definitely want to turn this back. This isn't about you making a mistake. Anybody saying that's wrong. This is about the left being anti-free speech, total scumbags, randomly, not just in Minnesota, but all over the country, Ohio, you name it, now beating
This is
up-
a father here. Yeah. This guy right here, he's one of my volunteers, one of my patriot brothers. He came with his family, and he was lynched in front of his family. He got lacerated, huge laceration. He's been messaging me all down his ear from some type of sharpened wooden pole. And, you know, he was almost murdered. He showed up like 10, 15 minutes late. He couldn't find me. He didn't even make it out of the parking garage before they identified him as a patriot, a white Christian man. And they lynched him for being a white Christian man. Let's not dice this thing up. We are under attack. Our way of life is being absolutely destroyed. We are being replaced in our homelands. And now if we go out and even mention our displeasure with our displacement, crowds of self-hating white people and illegal immigrants will attack you for being white or Christian.
Well, I was about to say, during Black Lives Matter, they were able to manipulate a lot of black people into the brainwashing, but I see statistically blacks waking up faster than anybody. I see the web flooded with their videos. I'm in public, black people run up to me and are totally waking up. I think it's very encouraging that it was almost no black folks at these things, and the few black folks there were protecting you. I mean, let's give them a hand here. I think they've really woken up on average.
Well, I mean, even the guys that said they were protecting me, a couple of those ski masked up Muslims were trying to pickpocket me as we were as they were escorting me home out of that crowd, they're literally trying to steal from me, trip me up and stuff. So, you know, the true intentions of these people, they hate my guts. And I don't think that they're
talking about black people. Are you denying that we've gotten triple the votes from black people for Trump? There's a black awakening, I think, happening.
Alex, I have two words for you. Irina Zarewski. Irina Zarewski. Don't start with me on this type of like wishy-washy. We've got to coddle to these people that are murdering us 41 to 1. Alex, don't start with me with that, because you will get this internal fire in me that thinks about that video of Irina Zarewski, some dread-headed, absolute animal with 20 prior arrests that was let out because he was black by one of these woke judges to commit another crime and murdered Irina Zarewski.
You know, Jake, I think you're missing where
you're
I'm going here.
Catch me.
You're not going to catch me
virtue signaling.
Oh, I'm not trying to. No. Listen.
I'm not going to virtue signal about my replacement. I'm very clear about my message. Yep. A future for Christians and white people in America.
You can get your message out. Just let me talk, because you're misrepresenting what I'm saying. I am not saying that a schizophrenic black guy was released 40-something times and stabbed that poor Ukrainian immigrant to death, and that the media tried to cover it up. We covered it. I think it's healthy for white people to stand up for their identity and not be politically correct and get past the bullying and the mind control. And I think that spell has been broken. I was simply speaking to the fact that we see record numbers of black Americans starting to wake up. I think that's a positive thing, that it's mainly white, trendy liberals, men and women out there. I don't think, you know, this new term awful that we've got for these women, I'm reading the term. I just wanted your take on this phenomenon of how you have this happening. Affluent white female urban liberal, awful. I was speaking to that. I wasn't denying that it is an open season on white people. Go ahead.
No, I know, but I understand your, you know, your want to try to kind of quell relations here in this understanding. But we're in an existential threat. White Christians are being replaced in our homelands. We have nowhere else to go. And the difference is, Alex, when you replace white Christians, you get a class of people that does not vote the same. They vote for big government, no Second Amendment, no First Amendment. That's the difference between
us. That.
We have a voting class, white Christian men and white Christian women too. We vote for small government, pro-liberty. The reason why they want to replace us is to usher us into a tyrannical, more easily controllable mass of people
that has no identity. You're missing. You're arguing when there's no argument. I'm saying that black Americans that have been here as long as white people, their ancestors statistically are voting for Trump three times what they were just 10 years ago. And
that's a blessing.
They understand they're being replaced as well. I was just mainly trying to get the phenomenon of Black Lives Matter was like a third black. This is 95% white and Islamic. What do you think the shift is here?
Well, I think that the woke mind virus, and, you know, I look at some of these people's eyes, and one of my statements I always say is, how many COVID vaccines did you take? You know, a lot of these people have been completely, it's like they've been uploaded with some, you know, crazy hatred of white people. They have self-hatred. They want to see, I mean, literally at some of my protests here, there are white men standing in the back there like, replace us, literally screaming, replace us with black people, replace us with Muslims, replace us with South Americans. And so you have this woke mind virus that's actually self-effacing, it's self-eating.
They have Stockholm
and it's
syndrome.
Deteriorating.
They have Stockholm
syndrome. They hate their heritage because they've been lied to about their heritage. We're conquerors. We are creators, inventors. We've done the most beautiful and biggest things in the world.
It's
and we
simpler
should not be
than that. They're
of
a bunch
it.
Of meth head, white trash, on government payroll, working with the Somalis. Almost all of them are on the take, running their own scams. And they just think they're on the winning team. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah, well, they're not on the winning team. And when we come back to Minneapolis, because we're going back, we will not be dishonored and disgraced. The American Patriots, the Crusaders, will be showing up. We're working with all teams across the board. Anybody who stands for American values, Christian values, for white culture, white Western civilization, we need to take back and secure the area of Minneapolis from these absolute crazy leftist Antifa. They are disgracing one of America's greatest cities, and we need to take it back.
What do you think about what Trump's doing overall? Do you think he'll declare the Insurrection Act? If he doesn't, what happens?
I need President Trump to declare the Insurrection Act because we voted, you know, he's the greatest president of our lifetime. I revere him as a father figure to me. I call him dad in my household. I love him, but he needs to follow through on this because if this lasts to the summer, Alex, we're going to have the only reason Minneapolis is not on fire. Let's be clear here right now is because it's like 4 degrees out and not everybody wants to be out and about when it's absolutely bone chilling freezing. But when this, you know, Renee Good, anti-ICE, crazy protesting continues to the summer, every major city will be on fire. We have a George Floyd 2020 absolute ridiculousness again. So President Trump needs to squash this now, or the American Crusaders and the Patriots are coming in to squash us. We're not watching our cities burn. We're not allowing white Christians to be lynched in the street for talking about our own replacement. We will not allow it. We cannot allow it. We must reform, regroup, and go back in bigger numbers and take control of one of America's greatest cities.
All right. Speaking of Minnesota, I have Royce White taking over in the next 2 hours. But if you'll hold over, I know you just got off your plane. You're at the airport. Got a 2-minute break. I want to come back and ask you questions just in general about where you see things going, why the Muslims are turning up the heat, getting so arrogant, not just here, but in Europe, and so much more. But not just finding you on X at Jake Lang, J-A-K-E-L-A-N-G. Where else can people find your work?
You can find me in the streets, Patriots over podcasters. That's my main message today. And that's who also I wanted to call out when we come back. The podcasters that sit on the sidelines and all they do is report on the issues, but they never can get their boots on and act like a man. There's only two different wings to this movement, the conservative movement, men and boys. Okay, that's it. There's no more anti-Israel.
Hold on. We're
going
to come back to that.
It's
I was saying, okay,
boys.
Okay. So the only place to find you, I understand the... You're just arguing with me on things. I'm not arguing on this. I was asking, is that the best place to find you, Sonax?
Best place to find me is in the streets, marching with my men,
right.
Standing up
all
for
right,
America.
Jake, we appreciate you stay there, being a little contrarian today. We can see that. I take it it's only on X. All right. I'm filled with this worker stuff. I was trying to plug a website or something. People can find out more, but we'll see. It will tell us later. We're going to go to break. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we are listener-supported. We're not funded by the globalist. We're not funded by the New World Order. We're not funded by Israel, Qatar, or anybody. You. We're funded by you. I didn't plug this the last 4 days. I didn't notice I was so busy. Any order ends tonight. It's a free limited edition InfoWars hat. And that funds us in our legal battles with globalists trying to shut us down so we can have these guests on, report what's happening, magnify the information, and hopefully get more people actually out on the streets, but also in their own families, in their own lives, on the ground at church, being the Paul Revere's you are. So get this limited edition hat free with every order right now at thealexshowshore.com. The very best ultramethylene blue, the very best Irish sea moss, the very best bovine colostrum, the very best turmeric. Simply amazing products. And we have this limited edition World War II updated modern trench knife with the brass knuckles murdered out, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged blade, high-tech sheath, scabbard, all of it. This is selling out right now. It's probably going to be sold out by tomorrow. thealexshowshore.com. That funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. That's how we are able to do this in the face of the globalist and all the attacks. And if you're going to buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. In your profile, $30 a month, you get $40 to spend each month at the store. Special deals, special offers, special everything. Deals on everything on top of deals when you are a VIP. So thank you all for being VIPs. All right, Jake Lang on X at Jake Lang. And as you said, in the streets. Straight ahead on the other side, back in 2 minutes, and we'll get big picture from him, where you see things are going, a little more behind the scenes of what happened in Minnesota and more. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You finance it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace with Evil, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens for their hats. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon. So please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like a Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.